Welcome to Movie Spoilers episode 117. I'm the phenomenal one.
I'm Cody.
And people, we have a lot to do today.
We got a shitload of things to do, things to record.
Not on this episode, that's a goddamn short.
Things to drink.
Matter of fact, this is probably the easiest episode.
Yeah, no, it really is.
Because you know why? The other two, we got to work with CJ.
Yeah.
And we know how that's going to go.
Yeah, that's a lot of fucking work, if you guys haven't noticed.
Took us 17 minutes. Mm-hmm. To get his ass online. We went overtime.
Motherfucker was the first one to respond. Everybody ready?
We sent out
a mass message to see if everybody's ready.
Yeah, yeah.
He was the first one to respond.
Yeah.
Then when we're ready to actually do it.
We still waiting on him.
Still waiting on him.
We got time to run tests. Luke was even a little late. He's like, Wayne said, oh, he's like, he's around the corner. He's on his way. Even Luke showed up before him. Luke said, I'm going to be a little late. But Luke still showed up like 5 minutes just late. CJ, 17 minutes. What was his excuse why he didn't show up?
I don't remember him saying anything.
He was tapping us around the question.
Because we were talking shit. He's like, fuck you guys.
Fuck you guys. Fuck you guys. Cody, what... Our new segment of the show, what are we drinking?
We are drinking Firestone Walker Double Jack.
And I got a side of cranberry juice and some wine.
So yeah, we're fully loaded for the day, people.
We're going to be sitting here all day. We ain't going to be able to leave. My soul is required to this laptop. cheers. Cheers. Okay, here we go.
Yes. That's a fresh bottle, two weeks old.
God, that is... Like I told Cody, I had that bottle last week or whatever, and finished it in one day. Shit is delicious. I'm not gonna lie. I was gonna say it's one of my new favorites, but I had this chocolate stout the other day.
Oh yeah,
I got it at down the street over here, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like one of them little, you know, that store in Culver City, Sprouts.
Yeah,
something like that or whatever. Okay. They had like their own little bottle and shit, and I saw these new chocolate. I like the designs of them. I haven't seen it in a while, or whatever. Now, granted, saying I like the designs, I keep throwing the bottles away.
Yeah.
Over the balcony.
Catch.
Hey man, hey. Today, I know this goes up another day, but today is Mexico versus U.S. Right?
Yep.
And the FIFA. Man, okay, everybody knows, living in California, gonna be some Mexicans or whatever. I swear to God, when we woke up this morning, I was messing around with my girlfriend where I was playing and shit, and we was up in the bedroom, and I was closing the balcony on the master bedroom, and all you heard was, yes! Oh my God! Oh! And I was like, holy shit! And then all you heard was these Mexicans. I was like, what the hell? And the girlfriend was like, yeah, that's right. Mexico's playing today.
Yep.
And then it got quiet as shit, and I was like, they must have lost.
They lost. They lost.
And sure enough, it was quiet as fuck. I was like, all that passion earlier.
Keep serious about this soccer, man.
You remember when we went, I think it was last year. I don't know what game it was, though.
The pub?
Casey's Irish Pub and Grill, which was in About Last Night, people. Check that movie out.
Yep.
And that bar, I love that bar. And we was eating fries and wings, I think, or something like that.
Yep, fries and wings.
And it's crowded with soccer fans. And out of nowhere, they singing the national anthem and shit. Like, it was the most... My friend, it wasn't even like... The game was halfway through and they singing the national anthem. Yeah. Like, they were like, oh... And some you see to Optimus Prime's eyes of my life be oh so proud.
What the fuck they were saying?
Yeah, I don't know that damn thing. That's the only thing school ever taught me is the national anthem. I was like, what? Yeah, this patriotic teacher. That motherfucker used to get mad when you use the wrong hand and shit. I was like, I don't know where my heart is. I said, what are you, a fucking idiot, huh? Put your fucking right hand. They said right hand on. Shit, I'm telling my mama on you. Well, people, we got a action-packed weekend, if you will. I was going to say episode, but shit.
First and mini today, folks. Host first and mini.
Three yesterday for me, four today. So,
damn.
Yeah, so my voice is talking its ass off. Matter of fact, I'm in loungewear right now because, yeah, I don't give a fuck. But we got a lot. We got an average amount of questions because that's really all we need. So thank you. Got some box office talk, which I just looked at right now, and
yeah, it's depressing.
Shook my damn head. It doesn't make any
sense.
That's all
you can do, pretty much.
Personally, I thought Spider-Man was better.
Shit, that's a tough call right there.
At least I could point out positives in Spider-Man, which is like Spider-Man was cool. So
I guess you're right about it. You got a point, I guess.
Yeah, I can't remember nothing else, but that's all I can remember. It's like
splitting hairs a little bit, but
Spider-Man was cool.
He had a nice costume.
Yeah, costume was like looked like the original a little bit, just on a skinnier person. Mm-hmm. But you know, okay. Electro and him fight at the end was cool for the five.
It was cute.
3 minutes it was on screen or whatever. But yeah, at least I can point some positives out. I was about to say Megatron. Transformers? Not so much.
No.
I don't even remember anything good.
No.
Even the special effects looked like shit.
I'll say that for the view. Never mind.
Oh, the review goes up before this, so we can go ahead and say the fuck we got.
I thought Lockdown started off cool. Then when you find out what he was doing there, you're like, oh.
I got Lockdown mixed up with Graviton. I was about to say, wait a minute, which one's Lockdown? Okay, that's what I thought about it. I was like, wait a minute, which one's that? Yeah. I'm so confused on these goddamn robots, I don't know which was who no more.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. So,
it's hard to keep up with.
It really was. I was just sitting there like,
who the fuck?
I'm lost, but yet I don't give a fuck. Yeah. It's like I'm not even trying to put the effort in to giving a fuck right now.
Exactly.
So we got box office talk, got some Blu-ray releases. Cody and P1 special edition Blu-ray release as well.
Oh, okay.
And you're gonna be happy about this one. And trailer talk with. You know what? I think I'm gonna take a week off. You know what? 4th of July weekend. I think I might just take a week off. I don't.
Yeah, folks. Obviously, what's causing this distress right now is we got Tammy trailer talk. Mm. Tammy. A week after Transformers, no less.
And a horror movie for that.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, and a horror movie for that matter. Which, by the way, the track record of horror movies in summer, bullshit.
Yeah.
Conjuring is the scariest thing I've ever seen. Yeah, based on some bullshit. Yeah. A door closes.
Mm. Yeah,
a clap.
That clap.
I'm not gonna tell me that clap was so creepy. I was just like, so I did it. Creepy, wasn't it? She's like, now that you say that, it kind of was. I was like, because a black man did it. That's why it's creepy for your ass. Oh my God. People were putting Conjuring on their best of list. I did not get that. People had a problem with Great Gatsby, but Conjuring was the scariest movie they've ever seen in the past 5 years. I was like, all right, man.
Yeah, gotta love it.
I don't like to compare movies on a little, but when you call bullshit on something, but the same bullshit is happening in another movie, and you like it, I don't get it.
Yeah.
Still baffles the fuck out of me, but whatever, people. So we're going to go ahead and kick this shindig off. Enough of our ranting. Our bullshit.
Yep.
I'm going to go ahead and start it off from the Transformers review. Amethyst Chaos, she says, my dad says that the Transformers movies, even though they have a lot of story and action, the movies move very quickly. I however, think quite the opposite. Yeah, I would agree with you on that.
Especially the last one.
It should move quickly as far from. I think each one is 2.5 hours, right?
Just about.
220, if not mistaken. Because even the first one was long, now that I think about it. It was over 2 hours.
Yeah.
The story is terrible and the action isn't all that great. And for the most part, forgettable.
Yep.
Why do people still see these movies? I want to say something about the action. The action looked like shit because it just looked like metal colliding each other.
Metal colliding, a bunch of fireworks.
But when you see. Like I said in our episode, Darkness in the Ass, whatever, I think Michael Bay's special effects team knows how to integrate it with cities and shit like that. I think he does that very well.
Yeah, that does well in that aspect, yeah.
Yeah, but they're fighting, so you need to see something. When they're just standing there, And you see a building next to him, you're like, wow, that looks like it's real, standing next to each other. Now, when shit just gets muddling together,
yeah,
that's a whole other story. That's a whole other story. People talking about cars is blowing up in the Avengers so much, whatever. You see a Transformers movie, I swear to God, there's a freeway scene in every fucking movie.
How many cars blew up in this past fucking movie? Jesus. Every 5 seconds, a fucking car is flipping
over. John Goodman had 20 minutes of blowing up cars or whatever.
Blow up in midair and shit. And
man. There, when the freeway scene happened in the fourth one, I looked at them and was just like, every fucking movie. And it's the same cars that be in it too. The same car. The first one, Optimus was trying to catch up with the Autobots to take out the. When he finally pulled that sword out and chopped his hands off, I was just like. Then the second one they did it, and then the third one they did it with John Turturro when he got picked up and thrown out. Then this one they did it. And I was just like, this nigga loves freeways.
Loves freeways.
Bad Boys. Yeah. He loves freeways. Whatever. I'm surprised Armageddon. If they would have went out into the space, there wasn't a freeway road just combined somehow. Whatever shit in his mind. Whatever.
Don't give me any ideas.
He'll think that's. You know what? And I don't. A lot of people was giving Michael Bay shit. I don't think Michael Bay is stupid. After reading that article,
he knows what he's doing. No, exactly.
After reading that article, I don't give a fuck what people think.
Yeah, you know people eat this shit up.
Because you know why? They gonna come see the movie regardless. And I was just like, you. You're so fucking right that I cannot be mad at you, to be honest, whatever, because you, like you said, you know what people like. Mm-hmm. He has the same syndrome as Adam Sandler and all of them,
Tyler Perry.
Yeah, exactly. Tyler Perry, whatever. Whenever they try to do something different, that makes shitload of money. Mm-hmm. Jim Carrey did that movie, what was the movie where he played I Love You, Philip Morris?
Yep.
Nobody saw that shit.
Nope.
Motherfucker actually acted, not acting like a goddamn fool. Went right back to it, because that's what makes money.
Yep.
That's a goddamn shame.
Same thing with Adam Sandler.
Yep, same. You know what? So we can't even blame these actors and directors, whatever and shit. Gotta blame the fans.
God, speak with your dollars, people.
You said you gotta blame the fans. Spider-Man wasn't a good movie. A lot of it didn't make the money it made, at least domestically or whatever and shit, or worldwide, if you will. Now they talking about should we stop the production or whatever? You see that? You spend with your dollars.
Yes.
You don't go see shit. Next thing you know it, motherfuckers will be like, you know what? Then maybe we shouldn't make this movie. It's not really worth it.
It'll take some time, but that's the best thing to do. Look how long it was with Batman.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That was 8 years.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Anytime anybody say Batman, I can barely think of the Nolan Batman. I always think of the bad ones. I'm just like, oh, Jesus. What did Luke say last night? He's just like, you're going to see Batman's ass and balls hanging out of his suit. And I was just like, that ever happens to me. I will never.
Well, shit, it kind of already happened in those Schumacher movies.
No, it didn't. Well, you remember, I told you, I wasn't going to go see Batman Begins. I caught it by accident, if anything. Someone took me, and I didn't know we was going to go see and shit. And then when he told me it was Batman, I was just like, oh. But then when I saw it, I was like, this is a great fucking Batman movie. The best Batman movie ever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, once again, a lot of people going to get on me. Dark Knight is. Dark Knight's a better movie. Better Batman movie is Dark Batman Begins.
I agree.
So fuck you, Z.
Forgettable. Yeah, Z.
Why do people still see these movies? Because they're fucking morons.
They like seeing shit blow up. They don't care. They're easy to please.
Jesus Christ.
That's just the way it's always been. or how it's been lately.
That's so fucking sad to hear.
People don't want to fucking listen.
They really don't. They're ignorant. They're stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, matter of fact, Mac 2.0 answers that for us because people think, ooh, explosions and shit.
There you go.
And they're instantly entertained. Well, to be fair, there's explosions and shit in Pacific Rim. That movie kind of bombed.
Yeah.
But you know what? It didn't have Michael Bay explosions and shit.
It wasn't going off every 5 seconds.
That's right. There's a lot of talking in that movie. Remembering these movies now, they're either straight up boring or they're trying to fucking hard for humor. The thing is, I don't even think this one tried too hard for humor, neither. I think it was just boring at the beginning.
Yeah, most of it. Yeah, that was what I was. This is probably one of the most boring ones I had to sit through.
Yeah, it really was. And it was fucking long. I don't think it got goofy until towards the end of the fucking movie where every character just decided to do a 180 and just like switch from their original character.
Yeah, well, when they go to do that, what was it? The KSI shit, whatever it was. The
KSI building bullshit thing.
Bumblebee started acting a fucking fool. That's when shit really starts to go down.
And I was like, Optimus, trust you, why?
Yes.
He couldn't get one of them fucking racist bots or something like that. He really brought your ass. He probably thought he's just like, well, he can't talk, so I'll just send him.
But he still can't speak after five. Whatever. You know what?
Three of those movies, man. He was with one of their fucking mechanics.
And don't forget, they fixed it after the first one. whatever. I'm not even.
He talked out of nowhere too, like permission to speak, sir. That shit. That was the most. I don't speak for white people, but goddamn, you gotta feel offended that that nigga turned y'all into some British white dude, whatever. It's just like, and Optimus, I know he's got the original voice, but he came out of nowhere going, "Permission granted, old friend." He sounded like a Chappelle skit where Chappelle makes fun of like old white people, just like, "Permission to speak, sir." Man, yeah, the movie literally was fucking boring. I was just bored. I was like, because they had so many plots going on. Like, a scene happens, and they talk about one thing. The next scene happens, another thing. The next scene happens, another thing. I'm just like, Michael Bay, man, fucking merge this shit into one. And then it took 2 hours to come in one, and he's just like, at this point, dude, it's a little too late for this.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck no more. No. Whatever. Get your point out there real quick and easy. Shit. Where we at now? Last episode comes from Ashley. He says, what did you guys think of the Hunger Games Mockingjay trailer? Also, how do you guys think they will split this into two movies? As someone who has read the book, it really doesn't pan out into two films. About 150 pages of it is just killing each other, and this franchise is so PG, I doubt they will go that route. Sounds like you don't really like this franchise from that little last statement. I mean, did you catch that tone, too?
Yeah, I got a little bit of that.
Yeah, a little bit of that, right? So, I actually know people that don't like this franchise.
Really?
Yeah.
I could kind of see that.
I don't really care for it.
I mean, it's cool because I saw the first one. I thought, oh, it's decent.
Decent.
And people were hyping the shit out of the second one. Hyping the shit out of it? It was like the Dark Knight, the fucking King and Bobby movies.
I think it's better than the first one. I ain't going that fucking far.
And I saw it. I'm like, yeah, it's an improvement.
It's better.
But still, I'm like, it's not.
I still don't get the
franchise. Like, blowing my fucking mind.
No, I don't even see how it's that big. I mean, I guess because it's got the young adult novel attached to it. But other than that, I just look at it and go, like, it's not something I want. My sister was like, do you even got the movie? I was just like, no. She was like, well, can you buy it for me? I was just like, I don't want it. Like, she's like, you gave it a good review, though. I was like, yeah, it's good. It's a good movie, but
it's not anything, like, ridiculously memorable.
No, it's not memorable at all. Like I said on the last Darkness episode, Jennifer Lawrence's character is boring in it.
Yeah.
She's like she's the least interesting character in the whole fucking franchise. Yeah. You know, it's just like, you know what's bad when I say Lenny Kravitz is more interesting than she is.
Yeah, fucking, what's that dude's
Senna?
Name?
Senna?
Her boyfriend, whatever. John Hutchinson.
Josh Hutchinson's
character?
Yeah.
I think he's more interesting.
Second one, he was really more interesting. Yeah. He really had me interested. As far as it goes for the Mockingjay trailer, have you seen that?
I haven't seen it yet.
It's just Snow standing there with Josh Hutchinson. Like he's brainwashed or something like that. And he's just giving a speech and shit like that. Good speech, I guess, but it's kind of like a teaser, just like talking about the next games coming up or whatever.
Okay.
I don't know. I didn't. Once again, I'm not really. I didn't give a shit, to be honest. Yeah. I really didn't give a shit, but didn't care at all. I don't even remember the book that much, Mockingjay.
You read the book?
I read both, three of them. The second one was the one I read fully. The first one I only read half. Third one I read it on the plane, so I was skipping pages or sometime or whatever and shit like that. So, but I went back when the first Hunger Games came out and caught up with it.
Okay.
Because Lena wouldn't shut the fuck up about it. So I was just like, I don't remember that happening, so let me reread this, whatever. To quote you, whatever. But yeah, are you excited for Mockingjay?
I mean, hey, if it comes out and it's good, great. I mean, I'm not necessarily looking forward to it. Doesn't mean I'm spitting venom on it either. I'm just waiting to see when it comes out.
Now, Ashley, I gotta say something. Talked to Lena 2 months ago about this. She said there's a lot to cram in for two movies. You tell me there's not. I don't remember the book that much. So, somebody tell me something here. Personally, I don't think there's a lot. I think you just get this shit done with whatever. Personally, I think they're doing it for money-wise. Well,
yeah. That's what all these novels do nowadays.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Harry Potter really was the only book big enough. I mean, people say that was a cash grab due to it. They actually did that because there was a lot to fit in there or whatever.
I'm sure they're going
to
do the same shit with that Divergent franchise, too, right?
I think they already announced that.
They have a sequel coming out. It was called Insurgent or some shit like that.
Same thing really is boring. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's fucking boring, dude. You know, I'm not into these teen.
Nah, me neither, dude.
Actress, girls, or whatever and shit.
Oh, you're talking about movies.
No, the movies as well.
Oh, yeah. I can't speak for Shailene Woodley too much. I haven't seen her much. The only thing I saw her was Descendants. I like her in that movie.
She was good in Descendants, but these other movies she came out with, like Fault in Our Stars and Divergent and all that, I'm just like,
any of that.
I don't give a shit about you, bitch. I don't give a shit about you. Don, he says, well, if you guys thought that trailer was ridiculous, shit, wait till you hear our movie thoughts. Yeah. What do you think of there being a Transformers 5? Everybody keeps asking me that now. We got that question last night.
I mean, it's kind of obvious.
I didn't think that was obvious. I'm not gonna lie. I thought it was over. And then I heard they announced a fourth one. I was just like, oh my God. No. And then I thought this one gonna be over. No. The movie actually ends to set up more movies. No. They got release dates and everything. This shit is going all the way to 2020.
Fuck.
We just did a young adult novel like Harry Potter in a good way, kind of ruined, because Harry Potter was a good movie. Especially the last two or whatever. They're really good. So it split up. I enjoyed watching those back to back.
Right.
But after that, it ruined, because everyone wants to do that now for young adults. Avengers kind of did the same thing now. They have their plans all the way out to 2026, if I'm not mistaken, or whatever, and shit like that. They have movies set up, whatever, and what they want to do. Now every goddamn studio wants to do that.
Yep.
And now we're getting that with Transformers. It's like, we're going to get one good movie out of three bad ones or whatever. Avengers was really fucking good. I just rewatched it again. I was just like, man, I really like this movie a lot. It's fun.
Yeah, that's how you do a summer movie with a bunch of explosions and shit.
Man, when the Iron Man flew in, when Captain America was on the ground beating up him, he flew in and he shot at Cap's shield and they blasted off. And he flew up and kept shot. I was like, that montage scene.
That whole tracking shot where they show every hero doing that thing.
Yep. I was like, this is fucking incredible.
That's how you do a shot. Not this low angle shit I'm going to get he keeps on doing.
Yeah, you stick on one robot and you're like, where's the other one at? Where the fuck is the other one at? The Avengers did that shit well, because you see Iron Man flying, he lands in, comes in, blasts, he shoots up, you see Hawkeye on the ground, and you see Hulk and Thor shit, and you see Black Widow flying around. It's just like,
badass.
Josh Whedon knows his camera work.
Yeah.
That is perfect camera angling right there. I was just like, goddamn, technical-wise, I mean, fuck the movie itself, but technical-wise, I don't mean fuck movie in a bad way. I mean fuck. I'm talking about, technical wise, it's a fucking masterpiece of what they did with that. Because especially all the shit I was gonna give it before. I was like, oh, this trailer looked bad.
Kind of cheap and shit.
I was like, oh shit. Joss Whedon, man, you may be too much of a fan or whatever. And I saw the movie. And I was like, the guy knows his shit.
Yeah.
He knows his shit on camera work or whatever. Exactly. So I'll give him that. Roland Winchell says, how do you guys feel about Transformers, preferably being the biggest film of the summer? It's not preferably no more. It's actually happening.
Yeah. it's the way it is every year, man. So I can't say I'm surprised.
I am. I thought people would learn by now.
Come on.
Oh my God. You want a sci-fi movie with robots and shit in there? Edge of Tomorrow, people.
Yeah.
Edge of fucking Tomorrow, whatever. A lot of people were saying that maybe Tom Cruise ruined the movie. Because of his outside in it. And I was like, no. How many outside people fuck up, people go still see their movies or whatever? I was going to say an example is, what's his name? Goddamn Batman, Christian Bale.
Yeah.
Definitely he didn't fuck up, but he went off like a motherfucker on somebody, and a lot of people called him an asshole out there or whatever. People still went to go see his fucking movies. People still went to go see his fucking movies or whatever and shit. I like to say the same for Mel Gibson, but we haven't seen him in shit. Yeah. So.
Got Expendables 3 coming up.
I was about to say, Gary Oldman said some shit.
Yep.
I bet people going to go see that Dawn of the Planet
H. I know I am.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't give a fuck what he said. I'm going to go see that fucking movie shit. So, shit. Man, fuck Transformers. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, what else can you say at this point? I mean, it's just...
I knew that movie was going to be bad, but I did not think it was going to be that goddamn bad.
Oh, I knew it was going to be terrible. I didn't think it was going to be
hour and a half, Michael Bay, man.
Yeah.
Hour and a fucking half, dude. He literally could have split this up into two movies.
He didn't need all this shit. This did not need to be fucking 2.5 hours. There was nothing to say.
It's slow. 2 hours and 45 minutes, people.
And the most criminal thing is fucking boring, as we mentioned earlier.
There's scenes where it looked like it's going to end, like where Mark Wahlberg hugs his daughter and shit. I ain't going to lie. I thought they was going to fuck at one point. The way they kept like hugging in the sunset in the background, I'm just like, why did Michael Bay put a family in? Why he just didn't make that his girlfriend?
Exactly.
Like seriously, like, why did we need to complicate things by putting a boyfriend and a daughter in here or whatever?
It's not like Mark Wahlberg looked old or some shit like that. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
You saw the picture when he was younger with his wife, he looked exactly the same.
18 years passed by, 17 years passed by for this girl, and he looked the same in that photo.
He had the same facial hair, everything. Like, you took that picture
yesterday. Body weight. Yeah. Like, nothing changed.
He didn't even try to make him look any different or anything. Like, really?
I like the look Mark Wahlberg had in that movie, though, the whole time. Like, every time somebody talked to him, he just had to look at his mouth. I'm like, Like, he really wanted to say, make your move, bro. I'm all waiting or whatever. I like that scene where he was talking to Kelsey Grammer and he took took his glasses off. Let me tell you something, bro. Mm-hmm. you want to pull that trigger now, bro? Or you want to take your time? How you want to do this, bro? You want to send your goons out? You want to handle like a man? And then Kelsey Grammer pretty much looked at him and was just like, put his glasses back on and said, fuck you. Kelsey Grammer had this look in his face like, I don't give a fuck who you are, okay? Like, I will show you, okay? I came out of Cheers for this shit, exactly. Okay? So, you know I'm gonna give a good shit. I like that whole mystery behind him and, I forgot his goddamn name now.
Stanley Tucci?
Stanley Tucci or whatever and shit. And then that mystery just slowly devolves, like, as far as the movie goes on, whatever. And then the whole mystery of, like, why the humans helping the Decepticons, then you find out they ain't even Decepticons. He's just like, so what are they fighting now? Like, it's all other kind of other shit now here, man. Michael Bay, you're not creating a universe here. Granted, Transformers do have a universe here, but your universe is shit. Oh,
that's putting it lightly.
I got a question here on Twitter, actually, too.
Okay.
I don't know, I just wanted to ask her or whatever, because I just wanted to get your opinion on it.
Okay.
What do you think of the Ninja Turtle movie?
The trailer?
Yes.
I think we talked a bit about this on the previous Darkness, didn't we?
Everybody keeps asking me about that fucking trailer.
like I said, I've never been a big fan of TMNT. Probably never will be. But
the moment you call them Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, I mean...
What makes them teenage?
But what I can gather... The main drawing point of these turtles is their personality. And for what I've seen in the trailers, they're getting that across very well. That's just what I'm getting. All the other shit, the explosion, like all of them, the action shit, it looks cool to me right now.
That could be cool right now.
Like I saw with Donatello flipping his little stick and shit, fighting ninjas off and deflecting bullets. Cool. I was like, that looks cool as shit. like, and even the CGI, like, I'm not crazy about the designs on the face.
But
the CGI looks pretty damn good, I think.
But I want to say, but the designs on a lot of shit look bad, and when you see the movie, it looks better. I mean, look at World War Z.
Yeah, and that's not to say I hate the designs on the face. Like, I think they just take a little getting used to, I think. And then, Shredder is a little extreme looking, but he still looks cool to me.
He's going up against four fucking turtles. I mean, to me, nothing in this franchise would be...
And apparently, people kept bitching, like, oh, they're whitewashing Shredder or whatnot. But apparently, if you look in the trailer, the actual Shredder is in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Apparently, so...
He's in the armor still getting
that.
Like
I don't know if that's the case, but it looks like you're still getting that.
He's got all these weapons and shit like that, whatever and shit. I don't know if you know, but this Ninja Turtle movie is moved up into, let's say, 2014. I'm not talking about the release date. I'm talking about in their world, 2014.
Yeah, I saw that.
So, technology is more advanced, whatever. That would make sense that his armor would be a little upgraded. Not that junk scrap shit he's wearing.
Fucking Party City, whatever shit.
No, you know what he's wearing? He's wearing the fucking gear from Dark Knight that cop was wearing. Oh, no, we're an occupant. he's wearing that shit. He literally was wearing that shit with a goddamn trash can helmet on his head. No, he's wearing the helmet that fucking Ken Watanabe was wearing in Transformers and shit.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it looks like an upgrade to just full armor now, whatever. Like his arms ain't showing, his full armor or whatever, and he's got mechanical weapons on it. That scene where he grabbed Raphael, Raphael and the thing, I was just like, wow, he picked him up off his fucking hands. So I was like, so they made him bigger and stronger or whatever. Again or whatever. So, you know, to me, like I said, the villain needs to be threatening, and he looks threatening.
Yeah, I agree.
Personally, I gotta say, growing up as a kid, like you said, I never cared about the Ninja Turtles or whatever. I watched it, but it was just watching because it was going cartoon on. Personally, this is probably the first time I'm actually looking forward to seeing something of the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, I gotta say, I didn't care for that first trailer too much. It was just whatever. But I saw this new one. I was like, oh.
They didn't show shit in that trailer. It was more like a teaser, if anything. Yeah.
It looked like it could be cool.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We'll see.
Exactly. And I'm glad once they did in that trailer say cowabunga and shit like that, whatever.
Yeah.
They didn't pull no goddamn Tron Legacy.
Far out, man.
Like, who wants to fucking, like, the people that are complaining, like, this is not the original turtle. Do you really want to hear that shit in 2014?
Even people bitching about, like, the little design elements that, like, the bandana now and the necklaces.
Yeah.
And, you know, Donatello has
they wore that goggles. Shit in the fucking...
I'm like, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, like, it gives them more personality, I think. It makes them look distinct. So I don't have a big... whatever.
The moment you can bitch about this and not bitch about Vanilla Ice going, go ninja, go ninja, go, then you're a fucking moron then, okay? Shit.
People love that shit.
Oh, come on. Oh, my God. And shit. That shit made no goddamn sense or whatever. The Ooze. Whatever the fuck that movie was called.
Secret of the Ooze.
Secret of the Ooze and shit. That sounds like some Power Rangers shit. I have an ooze. People gonna bitch about like a Power Rangers movie. Oh, it's being rebooted or whatever. I'm telling you, you can make a badass Power Rangers movie today.
Hell yeah.
I think you brought that up not too long ago, whatever. I think that would actually make a badass movie today, given the special effects. And I think if you take that corniness out of Ninja Turtles and shit, I think it'd be great. My only concern going in the movie now is pretty much the actors or whatever. Yeah. I had like Johnny Knoxville or something like
Megan
that.
Megan Fox. Still, I'm like, no.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. No. I personally just don't like her. I think she's a bitch. A lot of people jumped on her about, yeah, that's right. You leave Michael Bay. He is a sexist and shit. And it's like, bitch, what was the movies you did after that? Yeah. Jonah Hex, Vampire Body or some shit like that.
That one where she did nothing but take her clothes off. That was the one
This Is 40 or some shit like that.
That's another one, but the one with the fuck is his name?
I forgot the movie too. I know which one
Simon Pegg.
Simon Pegg.
I forgot what it's called, but
yeah, I forgot the name of it. She played, what did she play in Jonah Hex?
Prostitute.
What did she play in that Jennifer's Body shit? Sex symbol vampire.
Yes.
This Is 40. She was an escort.
Mm-hmm.
She was a whore in that Simon Pegg movie. She got nerve to get on Michael Bay talking about he's a sexist. Bitch, you play sexist roles.
Selling you a perfect fit.
Exactly. If anything, she should have stuck with Michael Bay. Yeah. He made her career.
Oh, he really did.
Because look at the four movies I just named. None of them did shit. Mm-hmm. None of them did a goddamn thing. And now look at her, back on a Michael Bay production or whatever, talking about Michael Bay. Mm-hmm. So if anything, I back him up 100% on that shit, whatever. Look, bitch, I do what I do. Whether you want to be a star or not. You ungrateful bitch. Shit. I really think that. She is an ungrateful bitch, though, to be honest. And granted, she's fine as fuck, whatever, but you know what? I don't give a shit. She, like, Wayne and Luke was talking about, oh, Jennifer Lopez is a bitch. Mm. Megan Fox is a bitch. You can't get on Michael Bay when you sign up for two shit and you read what the fuck you're going to be doing and seeing. And when you go watch the first one and realize, I'm the hot girl in the car. Mm-hmm. Okay. So in the second one, when you do the same shit, you bitch at him like, I don't like the way you film me or whatever. It's just like, bitch, you doing the same shit you did in the first one.
You know you agreed to this shit, right? You read it. That's going to happen. Why all of a sudden? Whatever.
Yeah, whatever, bitch. And then you go do four movies after that when you play... Goddamn, like, you pretty much are like a hypocrite to what you say and shit like that. So, oh, you bitch.
Some people.
If she take her clothes off one time in the Turtles, I swear to God, I'm gonna be like, bitch, just live with it, man. You, that's what you are.
Yeah.
Now make your paper and shut the fuck up, bitch. Let's get some box office talk, though. This is gonna be a short episode, I believe.
Yeah.
I like that, though. We got a lot of shit to do.
Yes, we do.
If it was tonight, I'd be like, let's go to that Dawn of the Planet of the Apes premiere.
Shit, that would be badass.
Yeah, that would be badass, but that's not till tomorrow. Yeah.
So, fortunately.
Maleficent. That's number 5 here, people. Brought in $8
million. Okay.
Shit, I think it brought in like 17 last week, if I'm not mistaken. Shit, you know Buena Vista's happy about that. Buena Vista's got that money, baby.
Hell yeah.
That rat doesn't give a fuck, shit. $8 million, that's pretty goddamn good.
So has it been a month now?
It's been...
No, 5 weeks.
About 5 weeks now, right? Yeah. Oh, that's right there. Yep. Yeah. It's taking forever to fucking load up, I see. Yep. But, you know, hey, that's okay. It's taking fucking forever to load up, whatever.
Load, motherfucker, load.
Let's just say that rat is very happy, though.
Yes.
I need to work for the rat. I really do. That budget is $180 million. And did I not tell you it was gonna pass Spider-Man next week? And literally, sure enough, it said that rat said Spider who? Spider ain't got shit on this bitch.
Nope, he does not.
He's probably sitting up in Sony Studios right now and just like, hey, do my nails, bitch. Yep. Do it. I he's like, look here, Sony. That's not done right, bitch. Look here now, bitch. I can buy you out and save you.
Yep.
I can save you, but I'm not going to. Because I tried to 5 years ago. I tried to. You didn't take the bait, though.
Probably has Abby Arad trimming his fur and shit.
He's like, you ain't going... Bitch, that hurt! Trying to watch that shit. He gets up kicking that big yellow boot and shit. He's like, but I'm not going to save you, though. I'm going to let you fall and crumble more. I want you to crawl to Disneyland.
Yourself a bitch.
Yeah. You're going to be crawling to Disneyland where I hang out. And you're going to tell me how much you need me. And I can't wait to lick the tears off your face. Because your soul is required to the Disney mouse. Okay? Now get on your ass. He tells the bitch that's trimming there, get on your ass, bitch. He rides right. Now, come on, let's go. And then they're just sitting there looking like, we might have to do that for the rap. He's like, you goddamn right, you. I have big ears for a reason. I can hear that shit. Exactly. Man, this brought in $201 million domestically. Mm-hmm. At, you know, Disney is proud of that shit. Yes, overseas, $383 million. Worldwide, $585 million. It's going to hit $600 million.
Yep. I don't see how that should be a problem.
It'll probably bring in another $6 million next week. It'll be $590, and then it'll just start bringing in $3 million randomly as it in or whatever. It's not going anywhere anytime soon. It's going to drop out of the... Actually, you know what? I don't know how good those three movies coming out next week will do.
That's a good point. You still got some bullshit in theaters right now.
The horror movies obviously going to make its money back. I don't think nobody's going to go see it, though. Like $5 million. Yeah, it only costs five fucking million. But I bet nobody's going to go see that.
Yeah.
You would think this would be a time they'd release a big movie.
Yeah.
It's 4th of July weekend and shit like that or whatever. Mm-hmm. Tammy.
This is usually the weekend they release Transformers movies.
Yeah.
It's this coming weekend.
Yeah, well, Will Smith will be in it. Yeah. It's the King of July and shit. Not so king no more, is it? Jay's new king now. I wouldn't go that far now, Will. You need to calm your ass down with that shit or whatever. They was playing that shit in an Anna Lennon store when we was looking at curtains and shit, and I was just like, oh shit, my ears. With my hand, baby. I was like, oh, stop it. I sat in the corner and did this. Man. I was like, let it go away.
Pippin' at your kids go wrong.
Oh my God. Number four. And damn, did this drop.
Oh, my God.
It dropped like a motherfucker from 1 to 4. Man, these
64%.
Two. 64%. These two is not going anywhere. They've held this spot for damn near 2 weeks now or whatever. Think Like a Man 2, another Sony exclusive. 10.4 million it brought in. Damn. Ain't get world. Oh, it ain't released overseas. They don't need to release overseas. 24 million, which that's an odd number. Actually, that's a weirdly odd number. 24 million. 24 million. $48 million worldwide.
Doubled his budget.
Yeah, it's gonna make probably about $8 million next week or whatever, or four if that. Or a lot of black people telling me how funny this shit is. I'm just like, even the sensible ones I talk to.
Seriously? Right, like, oh, wow.
Dude I know told me, he's like, took my son, man, to go see Thing Like a Man 2. That shit was hilarious, man. What you think about it? And I was like, I thought it was a fucking piece of shit, and it was the all kind of demolishing of a human existence. Yeah. He's like, he walked away quietly. He was like, damn. I think it just slowly decapitates the black extinction of humankind or whatever.
Drop that bomb on
him. He's like,
literally.
Oh, I didn't think it was that bad. Yeah, I thought it had moments or whatever. I mean, I know it was bad, but damn. So you didn't have to say something like that, people. And I was just like, that's what I thought, bro. That's what I thought. I hated that fucking movie.
Yeah. Sounds like it was a piece of shit that I will never be seeing.
As you shouldn't. Actually, this is his third week at this number. Fox is happy. Well, no, not happy about this. Never mind. Yeah, I forgot DreamWorks and Fox or whatever. How to Train Your Dragon 2 at number 3. Brought in $13.1 million. Budget is $145 million. And that motherfucker is... It's slowly getting up there, but DreamWorks was expecting by his fourth weekend to have some money by now, so...
No, it's only going to do like $227 worldwide.
Yeah, that's even... I mean, it didn't even make his money back overseas, dude. So,
that's not...
That is some disappointing shit. That's a good fucking movie, too.
Yeah.
It really was a good fucking movie. I thought it was a great sequel to the first one. That's a shame. That and Edge of Tomorrow is failing while Transformers is fucking... I swear to God, dude.
Well, where we living, man?
$227 million worldwide, $106 overseas, $121 domestically. That is the world we live in.
Yep.
It was a goddamn shame. Edge of Tomorrow is probably actually my... I'm going to go ahead, probably my favorite movie of the summer.
Probably mine, too.
That was a really good fucking summer film. That definitely came out and was just like, this is how you do summer films. I'm going to show you Michael Bay.
Oh, yeah. That's
sadly, nobody went to go see it and shit, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought Tom Cruise would have had that star power with the older people or something like that to go see it.
That's the case, man.
But I guess when it comes to him and sci-fi, they don't give a fuck about that. They're like, dude, do that simple shit where you just walk and run and shit like that. No. And then shit just blows. You don't put this sci-fi shit. Sci-fi ain't been doing too well lately.
Now that you mention it, it hasn't.
Especially last year, man. Sci-fi was doing horrible. After Earth, remember?
Yeah. Shit, the only successful one was, this ain't even sci-fi. I'm going to say Gravity. That's not sci-fi. I keep making that mistake. I forgot.
They keep making that mistake. That's why.
The Academy thought that shit was sci-fi. Fucking...
Even Elysium, did poorly in its opening weekend. It slowly made its money back or whatever and shit. And I know a lot of people talking about, I want to see this movie, but That didn't make shit. What was it? Ender's Game? And that was
like, oh, yeah, I forgot about Ender's Game.
That was an adult novel.
Yeah.
Sci-fi film and still did bad. I was just like, God damn, dude. Sci-fi used to be at the top of his game, but lately, what sci-fis came out this year? I think it was just, if I'm not mistaken, was Edge of Tomorrow, right?
Edge of Tomorrow, well, Snowpiercer, but that's more unlimited.
Yeah, Snowpiercer was a fucking phenomenal movie, no pun intended. Yeah. That was a really good movie. Yeah. That just came out, this week. Actually, that list I gave on Darkened, I think that was on my list or whatever, okay, for top 10. Yeah, I'm definitely going to recommend that. Yeah, it was no sci-fi this year. So Edge of Tomorrow was the first one to also go. I mean, if you want to count the superhero films and shit like that, but yeah, I don't really count those. Strictly sci-fi.
Yeah.
Edge of Tomorrow was the first, and oh, Godzilla. Forgot about
that. Okay.
I forgot about that. Is that sci-fi? I don't know what that is. They try to put that shit. It's realistic. Until when Ken watched that turn around.
Let them fight. We call him Godzilla. Godzilla.
And that music hit. Dun! I was just like, who the motherfucker that said they take this real?
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. I remember just shaking my head as people was just like, oh shit, oh, and I was just shaking my head. I was just like, well, that was the first problem.
Oh, sure. You know, I found out some more interesting news about Godzilla, not to go off on a tangent.
Oh, go ahead, please. I
hate that. But you know, the best part about the movie when he started breathing fire and shit?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Apparently, Gareth Edwards, he didn't originally want that shit in. The animators had to fight to get that shit in.
Gareth Edwards is the worst director ever.
Okay. Fuck that guy, man.
Okay. To go on even more tangent. Lehu, why was you giving this dude his props? That guy don't deserve any fucking props at all, whatever.
Fuck him.
Like you said, that was the only part I remember that I even like of the fight scene. Because the fight scene was even more of a cock tease as that as well, too. Because you're still watching Aaron Taylor Johnson and seeing his fight in the background and shit like that. Aaron Taylor Johnson don't give a... Nobody give a fuck about him. People ask me, do I stick with that fucker? I definitely stick with that fucking rating. That fucking rating is that actually that movie stuck with me more than anything this summer.
Yeah, yeah, I'll agree with that.
I don't know why, whatever. And that's another reason why my rating changed, because
that one had the most potential.
A lot of people kept talking to me about it. It was like I was talking to two guys on Twitter about it. And we just kept going back and forth of the problem. And they kept bringing up more stuff. And I was just like, how'd you bring that up? Yeah, that was a problem. And I'm just like, I was like, and the thing is, this is one of the, to me, it's one of the worst movies of the summer and shit.
Oh, yeah.
And I've seen, like,
easily.
I've seen five films better than that movie, and yet this bad movie sticks with me more than the fucking, the five good ones I know, whatever and shit, which I don't know why, whatever. It's just like, there was a lot of bad shit with that movie. And I think it sticks with me more is because it's getting high ratings or whatever and shit like that. I'm just like, what the fuck?
It's still getting glowing reviews and shit. I'm like,
it's got like a 74 on Rotten Tomatoes or some shit like that. Exactly. People was giving it pop, fans was giving it pop. I was just like, come on, man. Even if you say halfway through it, you gotta say even halfway through the film, it's still a cock tease and shit.
It's not a Godzilla film.
It really wasn't. It really wasn't. Whatever shit. Martin made up a great point in his Godzilla film. If you took that Godzilla from Roland Emmerich one and replaced it with this one, it'd been the same shit almost, whatever. Except only difference is one was actually a goddamn joke and the other one was trying to take itself seriously.
Yeah.
The thing about the serious one is there's so much jokey elements to it that how can you take that serious?
Yeah.
I don't see a goddamn thing serious about that shit at all, whatever. I was like, I think I said that with Man of Steel. It's like, when you take shit like that and make it real serious, it loses the
boy, they're trying to make that shit serious.
It loses the, I guess the positive feedback of saying, well, it's a superhero film and it's being a fun summer film or whatever and shit like that.
Anything but.
But when you take it serious, whatever, you kind of ruin out the fun elements of it.
When you desaturate the colors and you make Superman not smile at all.
Looking up in he looked like Ken Watanabe the whole film.
Yeah, that's a huge fucking problem. Like, dude, why is this shit like a fucking Terrence Malick film? You do not do that with fucking Superman.
I swear to God, that dude had no dialogue in that whole movie. That brother did two things, and that was one was this. you know what I just did? I ran like a motherfucker. I can't fly, so I had to run. Unless I had to lay on my stomach, dude. Do that shit or whatever. But yeah, like, I could probably give Man of Steel a pass if it was fun or whatever, because I'd be like, oh, I had a lot of fun watching that Superman film, but there was nothing fun of it. No. Because, number one, I couldn't see shit.
I was like, this shit just started wearing on you because there was no fucking, you couldn't take a breath in the second half.
And I'm with Cody. I like the score, but it wore that. Like, I was like, you can shut that off now, huh, Zimmer? Like, it's like it repeated itself. I was just like, oh, that score is amazing. I was like, later. And apart, I was even going to download it after the movie came out. I was like, I like the score, but I was like, I heard so much of that movie. I was just like, I didn't need to see it no more. I was like, I don't even hear it or whatever and shit. So yeah, man, if you can make a movie fun, Punisher Warzone is a perfect example of that. That is the perfect example. Yeah. I can watch that movie over and over because they don't give a fuck and it takes
they don't. They best. Know exactly what they are. That's the best part.
Best part of it. The director came out and was like, I don't know how to make this fucking character. Do sure. I make him a comic book character or do I make him a real life vigilante? And she did the best of both worlds. Number two film, which stayed at number two for 3 weeks too, is 22 Jump Street. Yep. $50 million, dude. $139 million domestically. Overseas, $54 million. $194 million worldwide. This movie, dude, is going to make $200 million.
And that's on its way to beating Spidey.
That's a goddamn shame. I didn't even think about that. That is a damn shame. That is going to be... Sony's like, it's going to make that fucking... Sony said, like, we're going to make that money back on Blu-ray with Spider-Man. I'm just like...
No. If they're not coming to see in the fucking... Then what you make you think of... Whatever.
Whatever. I don't get that. Transformers Age of Extinction, the number one fucking film, big fucking deal. But here's my surprise, I did not think it was gonna make a goddamn $100 million fucking dollars, dude.
I expected this.
Oh, Jesus Christ, dude. $100 million. People kept expecting it's gonna make $100 million. Yeah. I was just like, it's gonna make 90 something, but it ain't gonna make 100.
When I saw that opening, man, I was like, yep.
$210 million, halfway there. $210 million was the budget. $100 million domestically, $201.3 million domestically, $301 million worldwide.
Yep.
And it's gonna stay number one next week.
Oh yeah, it is.
It is. It is.
Tammy will probably do decent, but it's not gonna do like. This is probably gonna make like what $50 million next week, something like that.
Melissa McCarthy, her movies do make a lot, whatever. But her movies usually come in spring.
Right.
They used like what was it? Identity Theft. That shit came out in January. Mm. People gonna go see that shit in January. Summertime, I don't know if she does that well because the Heat didn't. It made number one, but it brought in, like you said, like 50 million or whatever shit. This shit made 100. It's gonna make like 70. Oh, especially with 4th of July weekend.
Oh, shit, I didn't think about that.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's make another $100 million.
Totally forgot.
Forgot about 4th of July weekend, dude. So, yeah. So, by the time you hear this episode, 4th of July will be the day after or whatever. So, this shit gonna make more money. That Michael Bay, man, that motherfucker.
Proof positive, people. Rotten Tomatoes don't mean shit.
Man.
It started off at like fucking 26%.
That motherfucker. Z told me in a review, that shit's dropping by a point a day.
Yeah.
He really was. It's dropping by points on a daily basis or whatever and shit. And after 4th of July weekend, if this shit would hurry up and load the fuck up, I don't think there's much really coming out. You know, I think Dawn of the Planet Apes.
Dawn, yeah. But then that's like long ass gap.
I wish Dawn of the Planet Apes was coming out next week or this week or whatever, just so it could take this motherfucker down. Fuck. That'd be some shit if Dawn of the Planet Apes lost, though.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? I give up. I not watch no more movies.
Nah,
I don't give a fuck no more. Whatever.
I can't keep doing this.
I can't do this no more. My soul really is fire. I'd be like, I think it was a Toy Story when that bear. Toy Story? It wasn't Toy Story. It was an anime show. I saw something like that, whatever. No, it's Family Guy. That's right. Mm-hmm. And the bears all ran away from Meg's bedroom and shit. And she was like, Snugglepuff, don't leave, whatever. And he looked back at her. He saw a truck coming. Mm-hmm. All you saw was feathers poof up and shit. I think I'd do that. Yeah, I think that's my thing right there. I think that's perfect what I would do. I'd be like, you know what? I call it quits. I'm not doing it anymore.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. Oh, man.
That shit is not going to load.
Yeah, well, fuck you then, Box Office Mojo. Then. Fuck you then. All right, well, you know what? Let me go ahead and see what's coming out next week then. Yeah, it is Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. So apparently that's still going to be the one that knocks it out then. Okay, well, that's not... July is looking horrible.
Yeah. Shit in July, says Planet of Apes.
July looks horrible, yes. And hopefully Hercules and Lucy can do something, but other than that... Hercules. No.
Sorry, Rock, I love you, brother, but no.
I love it. I bet that movie bombs.
Yeah.
I really do. I don't think people give a shit about Hercules or nothing like that, bro. No. Unless your name got a hammer and you're Thor. Mm-hmm. Yeah. that's only Greek god just getting some love right here. I don't think people give a shit about Greek gods no more or anything like that. I think that era is done.
Yeah, it'll probably be better than when it came out earlier this year. Oh, that, fuck that ain't yeah. saying much.
Oh, that shit, wiping your balls would be better than that shit, whatever.
Right, we'll talk about that.
Bill, you want to watch? I just said that I just saw a news about Pacific Rim 2. It's like,
no, we'll talk about that at length.
Fuck later you. This week. Hey, man, I got some, like I said, Movie Pool is actually Cody and P1 exclusives here. Now, let me get one for a Blu ray release. I'm keeping you in suspense for this one. Fine. Bad Words, that Jason Bateman directed film, Fells Bird Red Round.
Did you get around to seeing that?
I got to see that film. Not a bad film, actually.
I kind of wanted to check that out. But
I would check it out now. I would rent it, whatever. Check it out and see it. You might like it. Okay. I thought it was fine. I thought it was good. I would watch it again.
Because, kind of like Jason Bateman's out of his element a little bit.
I like Jason Bateman. Oh, yeah. I was going to say, yeah, definitely come out. I like Jason Bateman a lot. Mm-hmm. He really broke my heart with that identity theft shit. That was one of the worst fucking movies I've ever fucked. So I was just like, I literally had the struggle. I stood up and just looked and was just like. Because if you don't know, I sit by the door in the theaters now. Because just in case a nigga come in there and shoot up or something like this, I can be the first one out there. So the door all the way at the top, I always sit there. I had my hand on the handle. I was like. I have to sit here and watch it. I forced Lena to go see it. I was like, I have to sit here and watch it. I was like. Oh, God. That was really a chore when I had to see that movie. I was like, I can't take no more of this shit, dude. I was like... But, Bad Words, I'd say check it out. Okay. Not a bad film. But this one... This is why I say shit like Fast and Furious, Transformers, they are an insult to action films. I don't give a fuck how much you tell me you like the 5th and 6th one or whatever, Fast and Furious. Like, oh, it's so fun, though, whatever. It's just like, yeah, whatever, if you're an idiot. One of our fans recently saw Rush right now. He's just like, it was nice to see a realistic car movie. I was like, wasn't it? What wasn't it now? I was like, shit was real, wasn't it, huh? Because they opened up with dude screaming, my legs! Oh, shit! I remember going, fuck, I forgot how dangerous cars was and shit. And meanwhile, Fast 6, you see a fucking car flipping over and Tyrese is laughing the next thing. I'm just like, this nigga car flipped 6 times. That car was crushed. How the fuck he didn't even have a scratch on? Man, I'm so sick of that. The Raid 2.
Yes!
Coming out on Blu-ray now, baby. It's coming out, man.
Movie of the fucking year for me. I'm calling it right now. I don't give a fuck what else comes out this year.
Greatest action film.
Of all time.
All time, man.
No, that is not blasphemy.
That is the most... No, you know what? I'm going to take that back. The most intense greatest action movie.
Thank you.
Of this year and all time,
all
right
times,
now, whatever.
All time.
That last fight scene when they were moving their leg, I was like, oh, I wanted to grab you. Like, oh, shit, dude. Shit is about to go down, dude. Shit. Shut up, nigga. Shut up, nigga. Shut up. Here we go. Yeah. That was one of the.
Oh, man. That was one of the best theater experiences I've had in a long time.
I
want to
say that was the only time I saw that movie this year twice. Other than Edge of Tomorrow or whatever. So, yeah. And I just recently saw that twice, whatever. So. Yeah, if I was, Captain America 2 or whatever. Yeah, so those came out back to back.
Yeah, that was the thing. Yeah, one after the other. That's the fucking double feature you need. That's the shit I had this past week.
I was like, April was like on it, man. Yeah. I was just like, fuck. May was horrible. May was horrible. Maleficent saved it, kind of.
No, X-Men saved it.
Oh, yeah, X-Men. X-Men. I forgot about X-Men. Yeah, I forgot X-Men came out first, but oh my God.
Yeah, it started off fucking awful. It was fucking grim.
My God. You had A Million Ways to Die West, Spider-Man, Blended, Godzilla.
Oh, Blended, that was right.
I was like, Jesus Christ, dude, this is not going well at all, whatever and shit. I see why Captain America pulls out of May. He's like, fuck y'all. Y'all can have that shit.
Hell no, I ain't even part of that shit.
But The Raid 2, man.
People, if you have not seen this movie, buy this shit. You have no reason not to.
Oh, my God. Oh, I can't wait for the third one.
Please, if you don't buy anything else this year, make this the one Blu-ray you buy.
Definitely worth the 4th of July gift.
Yes. 4th of July, birthday coming up. St. Patrick's Day.
Labor Day coming up.
But I don't give a fuck.
Easter. Kwanzaa Day. You know what I'm saying?
New Year's Eve.
Kwanzaa Day. I say Labor Day is coming up. Whatever.
Lent, whatever the fuck.
I think Flag Day is soon coming up. Get your mama a flag and the Raid too, whatever if you have to and shit like
Please,
that.
People. This Raid needs to be watched.
Man, that last fight scene was intense.
Man.
Oh, shit. I still had that image. I go to sleep with that image in my head. Just like, not even the fight, just when they were getting revved up for it. The way them feats was getting, I was just like,
I'm saying, man, get that dude on a fucking Batman movie.
Oh, my God.
Gareth Evans.
Get him in a
Batman.
Versus Deathstroke.
That's, there you go, man.
Oh, my
that's
God.
It. That's
oh
all my you need. God. You need a fucking full movie. Just give me that, like, little short, some shit like that.
You know what? I was. They could do that, too, with if they're going to go with the Ben Affleck Batman. Because Deathstroke, kind of looking older these days. No, you know,
yeah, he's mostly like, yeah. He's the incarnation nowadays. Yeah, they're older.
He's getting a little older. So, you got the older Batman, older Deathstroke going at?
Same, man.
I would love to see that. Especially them two not giving a fuck no more. Oh.
I'm saying, man.
Oh, my God.
I'm saying.
Gareth Evans, you can eat a dick. This is the director.
No, Gareth Edwards.
Edwards. I'm, yeah. Edwards. I keep giving you the name, last name, man. Edwards, you can go fuck yourself. This is the director.
Evans, man.
Evans, man. That guy, I will suck that man's dick, Edwards. I'm telling you, man. This dude knows how to film.
Oh,
speaking of Fast and Furious, that car scene.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
You can see shit. You can see shit.
Four motherfuckers in one car.
One car. Tying the seatbelts around there. Remember when he threw that hot miso soup in that dude's face?
See, he got his fire team from Warshak.
A lot of subtlety into it, setting up the fights too. Like, he didn't like blow his load, but like just getting right into it. A lot of setup for him as well, whatever. And I appreciate it. As an action film, it's one of the best action films ever. Shit, I would have loved to have seen that Captain America and Edge of Tomorrow back to back. I would have been like, this is going to be the greatest fucking summer of all time or whatever here and shit. We're seeing that. And so it didn't, whatever. I really wish that would have came out after Captain America Edge of Tomorrow, because I'd have been like, man, I'm having a fucking awesome summer right now, dude. Oh, shit. But the way they splitting this up, I don't know how they're doing this or whatever. Yeah. But like we were talking about, people, we got three movies this week. Earth to Echo.
Super 8 2.
I don't think nobody gives a shit about that movie.
I've seen like a commercial or something. You really don't see shit. Just
you
like
don't
some
see shit.
Spielbergian type.
That movie gonna fail. I tell you that right now. That movie gonna bomb. That shit probably gonna come in at number 4.
I wonder how much that shit costs.
You know what? I'm actually curious about that too. I bet if it says like more than for $30 million,
then damn.
I'm telling you right now, $30 million. I know I saw one special effect with the truck doing that Transformer shit from 4 or whatever and shit, but that didn't look like shit.
Yeah, I don't see that shit opening up to more than $10 million. I'm gonna say that right now.
That's very nice of you. I'm gonna say $8 million.
Damn.
Damn, it's got a $3,000 theaters released too.
Earth to Echo, okay.
That's a huge theater release, too. Really is, shit. Earth to Echo, then we got Deliver Us from Evil. I'm so sick of hearing about that movie. I'm just waiting for
it. Eric Bana, man.
I'm so sick of that fucking movie, dude. I'm already tired of it. Horror movies are shit. They don't even have it on here, neither. Sorry to say that, people, but...
Yeah, well, it is a Disney movie, is it?
Is it Disney?
I think I just saw that.
Wikipedia might be wrong, then.
Uh-oh. Done shot by Disney.
Film was developed and shot by Disney. Film is a shit about relative. Who's relative media or whatever shit? They're with Sony, aren't they?
I don't know.
Alright, we're doing our own research right now, whatever. Yeah, because Disney don't own relative media.
I don't know.
I don't know what's going on here.
Huh.
That's why it says shot. What does that mean? was it shot on Disney Studios? Or like
The Favor or something? Or what?
Disney's, are they saying like, if you make money, we'll take you. You ain't making no money. You take your ass in a back there with Lone Ranger and fucking John Carter. Exactly. I don't know what that means. I never heard that before. Shot and... Oh, they sold the rights.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I didn't see that part.
It was a Disney
film. Was a Disney. They said, fuck y'all.
Okay. We don't want y'all. All right. They don't want this shit.
They said, fuck it. What?
You know what we got coming out this year?
We don't want no E.T. bullshit.
Fuck around with this shit.
They were just like, how many successes we have? We've had about 8 so far, sir. What do we got coming out? We got Guardians of the Galaxy. What was that last one? What was the last one? Earth to Echo. So drop that shit. Sell it. Say rid of it. So yeah.
Okay.
And Russell Media was stupid enough. They're just like, yeah, we'll take that.
Hey, it was Disney film. Might be good, right?
It's gonna be good, shit, right? They got to be. They making money, right? Dude, we need this money. Come on now, shit. And people, Deliver Us from Evil. Which, what can you say about that? I mean, What do you expect from Bora these days?
Exactly.
At this point, you just like the Transformers franchise. You just like...
Yeah, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
That's all you can't say about it.
And our trailer talk with Tammy. I already hate this trailer.
What the fuck is she doing?
I don't know. Like, part of the humor here is, oh, look how ridiculous she looks. Crocs and shit like that. It's like,
not funny.
No.
Physical humor.
Physical and visual humor is not working with her a bit.
That's your finger, though.
Is it?
You knocked over a copper jack.
Do you want some pies? You want pies?
Yes, please. I feel like we're kind of getting somewhere. Under different circumstances, we'd probably be, you know, good pals. Like, find the
cops would have been there by now.
Yeah.
I actually have one in my apartment complex.
Fingers crossed. We meet up again.
Wanted to go to Niagara Falls. How about a beer?
No.
Whiskey?
No.
Oh, my God. You're pregnant. I'm driving a car.
You're a fugitive from justice.
I fucking hate Melissa McCarthy. Oh, my God.
Look out,
I don't get it.
You're gonna have to come with us. Let's go.
Oh, come on, man.
Are you serious?
There was a bee.
There's no bees here, ma'am.
There was a bee.
Fuck.
Throw the money through the window and we'll get out of here.
I'm unrobbing you. I'm giving it back.
Oh my God, there's two of them.
We're gonna need more pies.
Wow. I have no reaction to this trailer whatsoever. This is not fucking funny.
Damn, America, what have you ever done that's that cool?
I watched Neil Armstrong walk on the moon.
On his bike?
Neil.
I didn't get that joke at all.
Wow.
People, I'm calling it right now. Fuck it. I didn't see a goddamn thing in that fucking trailer. That trailer looked fucking awful. Shit. What in the hell was they thinking when they made... Like, some of the shit that gets green light, I swear to fucking God.
Dude, it was devoid of any kind of humor.
Humor? Physical? Visual? Oh, God, I can't even think of the word now. I'm so fucked up. Humor and Melissa McCarthy just don't go together.
No, I'm sorry.
That word doesn't go together. And Tammy?
I'm sorry.
That's probably the most marketed out of the three, but who the fuck is going to go see that shit? Like, I can go see people seeing it because they're saying, oh, some of the Melissa McCarthy fans, and some people just saying, I've already saw Transformers or something like that. It's a new movie coming out, and I got an extra day off. I'm going to go see something. That's it. I don't think that movie's not going to be number one. But personally, you say, well, how much will Earth Echo cost? I wonder how much that shit costs. Matt, Tammy, man, fuck you, Melissa McCarthy, you fucking dingy-looking bitch.
Damn.
Shit. People are talking about, oh, don't talk about how fat she is. Fuck that fat bitch. Shit. That fat bitch, man, when is she gonna go away? Shit.
Oh, shit.
Man, fuck her. Shit, I was so sick of that bitch. She dragged my boy Jason Bateman down.
Yeah.
She wasn't strong enough to bring Sandra Bullock down in the Heat or whatever and shit. Because they toned that bitch down and told her to hide in the back. This Sandra Bullock's movie or whatever and shit. But in this movie, it looked like she just all out there. And I'm just sorry, man. I think she got nominated for a Saturn, too. And I was just like, when what day this bitch gets nominated for awards, you know she ain't never going away now. Oh, my God. Well, Cody, that is actually the end of our episode. Look at that. We actually hit an hour mark.
Oh, we did it.
Actually hit that hour mark. Just like we always do, whatever. People! That's been Movie Spoilers, episode 117. I'm the Phenomenal One.
I'm Cody.
And we will see you bastards next week.
Later, you beautiful bastards.
You sons of bitches bastards, you. I don't even make any damn sense. I don't even know why I said that.
Good enough.
Yeah, it's good enough, man.